What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, okay. Kenny Pickett hurt his hamstring. That's a problem, but you have a lot of quarterbacks. Quinshon Judkins is not there right now, and Quinshon Judkins isn't there right now. Will he be there? I don't know. As Scott just said, that's hanging over camp. And Jordan Hicks retires kind of abruptly, and Devin Bush, who is in camp, is still dealing with his situation.
Right.
I just wonder, Andy, are there holes here that they weren't expecting? Obviously, running back, maybe quarterback, and certainly linebacker with the retirement of Jordan Hicks. Are those problems? Are they big problems? They're little problems at the very least. Judkins is a huge problem, though you have guys.
Would you be looking for a veteran linebacker to start this season, go out and try to pick up somebody that might be willing to be moved by another team, or a guy that might be, you'd hope for like some kind of cap casualty, kind of like that kind of a player,
or somebody gets beat out and is suddenly available.
Yeah, you know, if you're getting beat out at linebacker, you're getting beat out for like the 6 or 7 spot, right? If you're carrying 3 linebackers, if you're getting beat out, like maybe. I don't think,
For instance, if a guy was a starter and they drafted somebody and he gets beat out and he's still a good player and he's going to sit on the bench and he's not going to be happy and he's available, maybe that's somebody.
And somebody wants a 7th-round pick for him. Yeah, I would agree. I would be in that camp and would be leaning towards that, knowing what's going on with the linebacking core. Again, we talk about Carson Schwechter. The guy was playing college football a couple months ago, and now all of a sudden,
and was walking on a college football team not too much before that.
Yeah, and so now he's calling plays in the NFL. I think that's pretty impressive. That says something about a character. You want to talk about, who walks onto a NFL team, second-round pick, not even first-round pick, right? Second-round pick comes in there. All of a sudden, he's got the green dot on the back of his helmet so he can relay the plays in.
Well, that's okay. Hopefully he's up for it, right?
That's why you draft a guy like that, right? Sure. That you would hope that he might be able to put himself in that position to start the season.
Hopefully that's the case. Jerome Baker, I think, suddenly becomes a little more of a key guy here.
I think so, too.
The Benedictine grad from Ohio State, who has been with a couple of teams in the last 2 years, 3 teams, actually. And the Browns are the 4th. And, maybe he steps up. Maybe he has to play a bigger role. Hopefully he's ready to play a bigger role if that's the case. Mm-hmm. And hopefully Devin Bush, everything's taken care of and that he's able to be out there and perform on the football field because they wanted him back. Though linebacker in today's NFL is not necessarily as vital as it used to be in the old NFL. When the running game dominated, though running game seems to be coming back, when running game dominated, linebackers were a big deal. Now the passing game dominates. Edge rushers and corners are huge. And we'll see. I think if there is a spot, Andy, where if you need to find somebody, you need to put somebody in on the defensive side of the ball, and you can handle it, it's at linebacker. More so than on the defensive line or in the backfield, either at corner or at safety.
Yeah, I can't argue with what you're saying. I think that that every point you've made there is valid. I think it does go back to something that we were just talking about, the, you know, the weakness that they might feel that they have due to the injuries. And did anyone see Jordan Hicks retiring coming?
I don't think so.
I didn't see it coming.
No, Scott thought it caught him all by surprise. And, you know, good for him. He'd had enough. He's 33. Mm-hmm. You know, you were probably thinking, can we get one more year out of this guy? However, one thing we've seen out of this organization, Andy, is, and it's not just this regime, it's this organization, they've successfully brought in linebackers who have done a pretty solid job for them, and veteran linebackers who have done a pretty solid job. So maybe Jerome Baker steps up and actually, you know, takes up what Jordan Hicks did last year when he came in last year and stepped in and did a nice job.
I wonder, where are we with the Bush situation? And
keep your fingers crossed, and yeah, hopefully his situation gets cleared up and he's good to play.
They do like Mahmoud Diabaty, though.
They like him a lot.
He turned a lot of heads last year. And I think that he made a place for himself on this team. So, you know, obviously he's going to get ample opportunity too. I'm just looking.
It seems like they have plenty of guys.
They have guys in camp.
But you have to, the only issue is, okay, you have bodies. Now do you have players? You know, can somebody just step up and do the job?
I'm still leaning towards them bringing another guy in here before the final roster.
Wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Are you concerned? Because I kind of am. All right. At the very least, you thought Pickett was going to, at the very least, be your backup or a trade piece. Okay. Mm-hmm. Whether he's your starter or not, at the very least, he was going to play a lot in the preseason and get a lot of first team reps in practice. Judkins isn't there. You're dinged up at, you know, if Tillman's dinged up, hopefully Cedric is okay. You know, the last thing you need from Cedric Tillman this week is to go out with any kind of a further, hey, wait a minute, now it flared up again. That could be three spots on your offense where you were hoping, okay, can we fill things at running back? Yeah, Judkins can do that. Do we have enough at wide receiver? Yeah, because Tillman's going to be what he was, you know, before the concussion. Mm-hmm. Are we okay at quarterback? Yeah, because you have Flacco and Pickett who can step in and play. And now, you know, fingers crossed that Pickett's back, Tillman's okay, and that Judkins gets on the field at some point this year.
So let me go back to the first question. Am I concerned? Yes, I'm concerned about this team. Absolutely. Do I think that they're suddenly seem thin at linebacker? Yeah. Do I have no idea who the quarterback's going to be? Yep, that's true, too. Are they thin at running back? Uh-huh.
Okay.
And, you know, we sit here and question wide receiver left and right, and then...
For good reason.
And then the thing that trickles into the back of everybody's mind is our offensive line too old right now? I hear that.
It's hard.
I hear that all the time.
It's hard not to say... It's hard to say everything's fine on the offensive line.
It's not.
The guys need to go out and show that they can be healthy.
And it's one thing to not be healthy in week 14, 15, 16, 17. It's another when you're in practice 3, 4, 5 on the season. Because that's really where we are right now, yeah. Right? And you're coming right out of the gate with injuries that are and things that went sideways that didn't have to on those. But you're already against the grain. No one believes in this team. You want to talk about a Cleveland against the world mentality. These guys have earned it already 4 days into practice. I mean, no one's expecting anything. And the more injuries that continue to pile up, people will expect less. So it's our team. Got to love them, right? It's like the Cubs.
Well, yeah, you do.
Until they won a World Series.
That's the thing. If you're a Browns fan, you're just watching and paying attention, and forgive my use of the P word, you're looking at the process.
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, I know
hate
you
the
do.
Process.
I know you do.
I hate it because I see other teams flip things around so quick every year. Every year there's a team that no one expects to be somewhere, and I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl, but they're unbelievably competitive, and you kind of have they. And we've been that team a couple times in the last couple years. But we didn't get over the hump. The Baker Mayfield stuff starts to ease back into my mind here. I kind of let things go for a while.
And
yeah, I know I did. And then Baker said something last week, and I'm like, man, it would have been so much easier if they would have just stayed with Baker. I'm sorry. We're not there. I got to turn the page. I'll let it go.
I'm sorry. We're in training
camp.
How
did I get there?
It's been several years, and you just went back to Baker.
Well, because we're still paying the price for it, Jeff. We're still paying the price.
Well, you're not paying the price.
For yes, we are.
You're not.
So nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
I don't think.
Nobody.
How many first round picks have we had since he's gone?
Jesus.
Listen,
one.
To me, it's not. It's not Baker. It's that they messed up on Deshaun. I mean, the Deshaun. I don't want to go down this road today.
I want to hear it. Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Well, the Deshaun who played in Houston is a lot better than Baker Mayfield has been.
Where is that guy?
Well, that's,
and he's not better than what Baker was last year.
And the miss. That's the big swing and miss that Jimmy Haslam talked about.
You want to talk about? I mean,
Baker's been just fine since he's been in Tampa. And he's got one of the best supporting casts going, and that's terrific. He's done a really nice job there, and that's great. And the Browns decided they wanted something different, and they thought that they would improve the quarterback spot. And had you been able to get Deshaun Watson, who was in Houston, I think you would have done that. But it clearly was a big swing and miss, and they took a gamble on a guy who had some off-the-field issues, and those have exploded. And then injuries on top of it.
I mean, it's a five-year mistake.
Okay.
It's a five-year mistake right
now. That's great.
We don't have a quarterback. We haven't since then.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You got two number ones next year, Andy.
Can I want to just point out the role reversal that's taking place here, that the guy who wants us to all live in the cave of woe is the one who's sitting there going, I don't want to talk about the past right now.
Yeah.
Well, what they messed up
I'm
was
just spinning on the wheel of regret for a second.
Right, he's just wandering the cave
all
of woe.
Do.
The
idea we all do.
The idea being woeful.
The idea of improving quarterback was valid, I thought. And
I didn't. I wasn't ready to let him go at the price that they let him go. And by the way, I don't think they were 100% ready to let him go.
Well, by God, here comes Flacco and Pickett.
Oh, no, here comes Flacco. Pickett's out.
Well, he's out today.
Here comes Flacco. And by the way,
we'll
I'm okay with
long,
Joe,
we'll
but
see how long
we're
he's
sitting
out.
Here, we're going to tear him apart because he had a bad year last year. We're going to sit here and say he hasn't been anything since he was in Baltimore, except for that little blip on the radar where he came in and well, then all of a sudden.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good argument.
Wow. Was he good when he was here last time?
He did a nice job here.
Okay.
He also threw the ball to the other team a lot.
Andy, you need me to relight your torch to traverse the cave of woe?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, hang on. We'll relight the torch.
Okay.
Okay, keep walking.
Okay, out.
So we go right here in the darkness, cave of woe.
What are we on, Gilligan's Island in a cave?
It's what I feel like. I feel like we have just decided.
There's a wrong way of Wainwright in there.
We're going into this cave of just nothing but darkness and sadness and dreariness. We don't even have a bat flying in us.
I can't even make an argument to give Shedeur Sanders 10% of the snaps this week. I mean, I don't see what the harm is. I don't. If you think Joe is going to be your starting quarterback, I there are days I look at this roster and I just want to say, man, I wish I believed that they could be a 500 team. I hope they can be. And I'm sitting here on a wing and a prayer going, hey, you know, not teams don't always fall into the hole that long. They get out of it quickly, but I'm not patient with this team. I think the fans shouldn't have to be patient with this team either. But if you're going to be if you're in the front office and you're going to be a fan, you're going to be sitting with them soon too. So
well, no.
I understand they got to make moves, and I understand that this and that. It's hard to be a Browns fan. Can we be honest? It is hard to be a Browns fan.
That's where we are.
It's exactly where we are.
Okay.
Where do you think we are?
By God, I'm tired of wallowing in your negativity.
Really nice.
We're going positive.
Really folks. Nice stalactites and stalagmites here in the Cave of Woe.
What do you like? What do you like about this Browns
okay,
team?
Okay, what do you
What's
like about
you
this
optimism
team?
Optimism about this Browns team. I'll give you some.
Luke Floria, baby.
Come on, Baskin, get on board.
Jeff, I'm totally on board. You know why today is a great day? Let's be honest.
Why, Andy?
You know what today is, don't you?
Yeah, it's Monday and second week of training camp.
Better than that. Better than that. Acclamation Day!
It's not the Browns, Andy. We're talking about the Browns.
You know what, Jeff? I'm allowed to talk about high school every once in a while.
Okay,
it's
good.
Acclamation Day, kids!
Okay. I just teed us up for this whole segment, and you just took
you
me...
You knew exactly
you
where
just,
I was going
you
with
just
this
turned
thing.
Me right off
you
the street.
You said, let's
right
be positive.
Right into the ditch.
Sunshine and lollipops,
right
man.
Into the ditch.
Acclamation Day!
You keep plugging away, little bucko.
That's
you'll get
right.
there one day.
Thank you, Chris.
Why are you optimistic about this football team, Andy Baskin? Give me a reason. Come on. There are things to be positive
I know
about.
You don't want to hear it, but I do think Joe Flacco is a great leader, and if they give him the opportunity to start a couple of these games in the beginning, they'll have a decent chance to maybe win two of the first six games. You know that like I'm excited to see Harold Fannin. I'm excited to...
Don't give him all at once.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Jamari Thrash, I thought was exciting last year. I thought he would have the opportunity.
Flacco doesn't do it for me. Fannin could be really cool.
So why do you have to be so negative on that, Jeff? We're talking positive. I'm positive, and you're like, Flacco doesn't do it for me. That's negative.
No, that's realistic.
Ruling? Oh,
negative.
Realistic negative. Is negative.
Going negative.
You did.
Thompson Menner, Tom. Tom, it's a good day to be a Browns fan, Tom.
Tom, welcome to Acclamation Day.
Hey, 2-4. Boy, we've really raised the bar.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Come on,
wow.
Tom.
Hey, I like it because we're going to be able to see these other two rookie quarterbacks play a little bit more with hopefully the first team and the second team this next week and see what we have because we got to know what we have. I think they know that because next year we got two number one first round picks. So let's see what we have. You know,
Tom, let me throw this at you. Okay, ready? What if they don't? What if Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders are on the Green Bay plan where they know they're going to tuck them away for a year and give them a chance to learn the game? Do we need to know what we have right now then?
Yes.
No, you can't do that because here's why.
Okay.
You got two first-round picks next year.
I agree.
You want to know if one of these guys can play.
Yep.
And if they can't, then you're going to have to trade two of those picks to get in the top five, which probably they will be anyway. But anyways, if they could get in the top five and get themselves a quarterback. I don't care about Joe Flacco. He's 41 years old. He's had his day in the sun. We don't need him around. I mean, we need
so
him.
So if they win with Flacco, you're going to be like, whatever?
Yeah, because you still need a quarterback.
If they win with Flacco, you're going to be whatever. I just want you to go on the record, Tom. If they win with Flacco, you're whatever. Okay, it's cool.
Yeah, because 6 and 7 wins is not going to do it for me.
I got high hopes. Two out of six.
And I don't think the rookies are probably going to do it either. But let's see what their growth is. Let's see what they could do. It's not about this year. Unfortunately, I know that's going to make you upset, Andy. It's about next year and the year after. Because let's face it. We're not going to do very well this year, no matter who starts your quarterback.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. We're on the same page. Thank you. Thank you, Tom.
Tom and I are thinking the same thing. Here's a reason to be optimistic, Andy.
Okay.
You have a veteran offensive line, multiple Pro Bowl appearances among multiple guys.
Yes.
You've got some offensive linemen there, and they are healthy right now. And the one guy who's not a veteran is 6'8" and about 340 pounds and ready to take the NFL by storm. How's that?
That is optimism at its best.
Ed's in Perrysville. Hello, Ed.
Ed.
How's it going, guys?
Come along for the ride, Ed. We're on the happy train.
Oh, I am on the happy train. I'm a Harold Fannin Jr. fan. I think he's going to do great.
Yeah.
I think you're right with the offensive line. I think they're going to play the short game, run the ball, dump it off, and every now and then throw it deep. As far as quarterbacks are concerned, yeah, I'm in agreement. We got to find out which ones. I like Flacco. I hope he plays a couple of games to get us going so that our kids don't get killed the first few games in our tough schedule. And I think Gabriel's going to be good. So there's a happy train for you.
Ed, thank you very much.
Ed, Loudonville, acclamation day, man. Get those football players ready. Let's go.
Happy train. On the tracks, Andy. It's going strong.
I am. I'm being happy. Giving you happiness.
Are you?
Not really, but that's
what I thought. Happy train. You want another thing?
Yeah, give me another one.
All right, you ready?
Harold Fannin and I said, keep going.
Yep. Yeah, Harold could be interesting to watch.
I've heard nothing but great things all the way through.
I want to see. If a local guy who went to a MAC school can come in and be a guy, all the better. You have the best defensive end in the National Football League. He's under contract. He's not going anywhere.
That's right.
It's reason to be happy, is it not?
Yes. Are you going to do, or do we have to do rhythmic cheering after this too?
Maybe.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Maybe. I'm going to go back to the offense. You ready?
Yes.
All right, so Quinshon Judkins isn't here.
That sucks.
That hurts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guess what? You got a guy coming back who averaged 5.4 yards a carry last year. You're going to give him the football, and he has something to prove because he had to take a pay cut. And you combine him with a guy who was ninth in the nation in rushing last year. And led the SEC in rushing in Dylan Sampson.
Yeah, I'm good with Dylan Sampson.
He's going to get an opportunity.
I hope Dylan Sampson gets all the reps here early on. I'd love to see Dylan Sampson have an impact in this league. And then when Judkins can come back, he comes back. I think Sampson could have a major impact in the NFL. I think. As of today, based on what he did in college, I'm looking forward to seeing him have, you know, what would you consider a healthy running back career in the NFL? 4 years?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I was going to go 7.
I'll go 4 to 5 years would be outstanding. And I think he's a good pick, and especially for a fourth rounder.
I will tell you, after they took Judkins, I thought, could they go 2 running backs? I think they could. And this Dylan Sampson kid is sitting out there, and he was good in college.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could pick him up late, and they did, and I like that. You know who I wonder if he's going to be like? Baker Mayfield's buddy, Bucky Irving. Bucky was okay in college, did a nice job. And then, was it Minnesota and Oregon? Did a nice job. And then stepped in last year as a rookie. And as the season went on, just got better and better and was really good last year. Did a nice job and is expected to take a bigger step this year in Tampa. And he's not the biggest guy. He's like 5'10", 195. And maybe Dylan Sampson can have that kind of a year, you know, where he steps in and eventually, you know, becomes a pretty good player. 1,100 yards last year for Bucky Irving.
Impressive.
And maybe that happens. See, Andy, there are reasons for optimism. I'm not going to wallow in your little pool of misery.
Like I said, you took it back to Baker Mayfield. I can appreciate that.
No, I took it back to a running back.
No, you said Baker Mayfield's buddy. I do believe you said Baker Mayfield's buddy.
Well, it doesn't mean it's about Baker. I mean, all Baker did was hand off.
Why'd you bring him up then?
Because
he's implanted in your head, Jeff.
Same team.
Jeff, he's implanted in your head.
Playing on the same team.
Why were you thinking about him? They could have just said,
Andy, Baker is a fine.
Tampa Bay had a really good.
Baker is a fine middle of the road NFL quarterback. I'm not here to talk about Baker today. If you want to,
that's your opinion. I
you can go ahead.
Don't agree with you on that, but okay.
You can keep talking if you want. But
about what are you doing?
If you want to talk about Baker, just go ahead.
I don't. You did. You just brought him back up.
I brought him up because he's playing with the guy I was comparing Dylan Sampson to.
You said it's Baker Mayfield's buddy. This was all your call.
I was comparing him to Dylan Sampson.
Dude, I had moved on. I thought this was going to be a happy segment. Not going to sit here and play Wheel of Regrets.
JJ's driving in Atlanta. JJ.
Hey, JJ.
What's up? How y'all doing, fellas?
We're insane right now. Insane.
Happy is what we are. I got Myles Garrett. Jeff, you took the words right out of my mouth, man. We still got Myles Garrett.
There it is, JJ.
Denzel Ward, Newsom. We might just have the best defense in our division. We don't know yet.
Keep going, JJ.
And, you know, you might have to start off with Flacco to get these guys going a little bit, and then you bring the rookies in and see what we got.
That's
it's
true.
A little bit of everything in the mix, you know?
Myles Garrett has that one career team. Touchdown, too. I mean, come on. There you go.
And I'm happy we moving from the mistake by the lake to Berea. Boom.
Brook Park.
Oh, Brook Park. My bad.
That's all right.
It's about the same.
You're caught up in the happiness. You're caught up in the optimism, JJ.
It's like 5 minutes away from my house. I'm in North Olmsted, so it's like a 5-minute drive for me.
Sweet, JJ, can we park on your lawn on game day?
And yes, you can.
Okay. And once you get a little shuttle.
You can have a show. You can have a show on my lawn.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, we'll start doing the show from JJ's.
Hey, yeah, come on.
JJ's on the happy train, and I'm happy to be with you, JJ.
All right, John. Thanks for taking my
call. Thank you, buddy. Make sure you fire up the grill.
Hey, Ja'Marr Chase of the Cincinnati Bengals, perhaps the best wide receiver in the National Football League, says the toughest cornerback he goes up against is Denzel Ward. Denzel back. JJ, you're absolutely right. Denzel, Myles Garrett, keys to the defense. You used a second-round pick, number one second-round pick on Carson Schlesinger. He's going to come in and be the man. He's got the green dot. He's going, baby.
Do we know who this guy is over here? I'm just curious. Dan?
Tired of wallowing in your world.
Seriously? Who is this guy? I don't know. Don't let facts get in the way, Jeff. I'm just stating facts.
Just tired of wallowing in your world.
What's Deshaun Kizer doing?
He's doing really well in the financial industry.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's hurtful that you went back to that on him. That's just mean.
What? I'm just saying. I've sat here and argued left and right about these things. And now all of a sudden we've done like...
Give me another reason to be happy, Andy.
We're Freaky Friday around here.
Dustin Hopkins can't be any worse. There's one.
See, you went negative. Rex Sunahara? Can we be excited about Rex?
Could be another local guy.
Could be seen as negative.
I like it when Daryl Ryder gets mad at me because I can't say Corey Bjorkes' name the right way, apparently.
Bjorkes.
That's not what I said. Corey Bjorkes.
Bjorkes.
That's what I just said. Clean your ears out, man. Corey. Hey, well, you know what? You better have a good punter. You better have a good punter.
Yeah, because Joe Flacco might be your quarterback.
Oh, he's just going to throw interceptions like he did against Tennessee because the team, he threw more interceptions and blah, blah, blah.
We call those arm punts. That's what that's called. It's an arm punt.
I mean, it's third down. You might as well take a shot, right?
That's what I say.
You might as well take a shot.
Oh, man. Were you watching CFL over the weekend?
No, good CFL games. Andy, I missed it.
I know, because you don't care, Jeff. You just don't care.
You know why I don't care? Because they don't call offsides, and they're offsides on every play.
Oh, it's like Jordan traveling. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Jordan traveled every time. They didn't call that and made the game better.
Browns players.
Robert Carter Jr., if you want to see an unbelievable interception from over the weekend, Robert Carter Jr., BC Lions. Oh, my. Google it now.
There's been talk, and more talk about the NFL expanding to an 18-game schedule. And all of a sudden, maybe that's not the case right now. Some rumblings that the players, Dano, are saying, you know, we don't like that whole 18-game thought, and that's not going to happen. And I don't know that that's a bad thing.
Yeah, and his latest piece on ESPN with Kalen Kaler, Don Van Natta has been doing a boatload of great journalism when it's come to the NFL and the NFLPA fights. He's definitely found his way into, if that guy is standing in at your doorstep, watch out, because you're probably in some serious trouble. And one of the things that was in there, he was recently appearing on a podcast with Puck, and he said one of...
And the, said, the guy's quote, name again?
Don Van Natta.
There you go.
Quote, "We are very likely, John, are back at square one. 18 games was seen as a near certainty by NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, but by owners around the league that I have been talking to. In our story that we did this past Tuesday, I did with Kalen Kaler, we had two owners independently in the summer of 2024 saying they believed that 18 games was a certainty. They believed it because Lloyd Howe said it. Now that Howell is out, we are having ourselves a different conversation, including at the past Super Bowl at a press conference talking with a player. He said, well, wait 1 minute. 18 games is not necessarily a certainty. No one that I have talked to has wanted 18 games.
Then Howell, of course, the Players Association head honcho, who's now out. And so that might change some things, obviously. I wonder this, guys.
Okay.
17 games, okay, it's an odd number of games. We all understand there's money involved, and that's why you go to 17 games. And you get another week of television and blah, 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 blah. And you pull that off and you trim one preseason game, basically, is what you do. And now you're down to three. I think if you go to 18 games, that's a significant enough difference. And I know it's only one, but it feels this way to me, that if you're playing 18 games in a league where guys are getting beat up like crazy and the concussion issue hasn't gone away and it's not going to, and you know, the more you play at a high level, the more susceptible you are to possibly being injured. To me, 18 games would be like, all right, then what are we going to do? Are we expanding rosters? Are we hiring more players? Are we paying more players on game day? There's that whole roster issue. And then there's the whole preseason issue. Because at that point, I think you almost punt the preseason. Because if you're playing 18 games in the regular season and then guys are playing in the playoffs, Andy, you go to the Super Bowl, what are you going to play, 23 games? Maybe 24 games?
No, I don't think they'll
22
do
22 games, I'm sorry.
I can't see them going more than 18, but then I'm sure no one thought they could go more than 16. Oh, I see what you're saying. With the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all of a sudden, you're playing over 20 games.
Yeah.
If you're any good.
Yeah, that's true.
And games that count. So it's not like, you know,
but there's,
where you're not playing guys in the preseason games.
Yeah. I here's what I see.
That's a lot of football.
Tell me if you guys think I'm crazy on this. I see this now becoming much more of the chip comes back to the players, right? So if they're all saying and they verbally want it out there, and even if they go to the negotiating table and say no 18, they know they could flex at the end and find themselves in a spot where, you know, okay, 18, we're going to get more out of this. We'll try to get more because they need to get expanded rosters even at the least with 18 games. I think that's the bare minimum.
They need more guys
to be active on game day.
And
they
a
need
significant
more
number of guys.
Yeah. So I know we don't math real big on the show, but I mathed a little on this.
Okay.
And I kept asking myself, if you're the NFL, would you rather add two more teams to the league or would you rather, you know, play 18 games? I think if I was the NFL, I would want to hold this off for another year because if you could hold it off or let's just say you give a little. So you say to the Players Association, all right, we're not going to do 18 games this year. We'll do 18 games next year. And then you decide you want to add two teams at that point. If you look at the math, it might work out to be exactly the same if you're talking about input and as far as return on investment. So, and the reason I get this rationale in the numbering, and I'm doing it based on two things, which I don't know if it's fair or not. The Packers, which is the public interest team, right? Publicly owned.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So they got 719 million.
Is that right?
Yeah, 719 million for the year.
It's the reason we don't do math.
That was their split. Right? I looked it up.
Sure.
I just looked it up.
I saw a lower number than you, but go with yours.
So what'd you see?
Four something. I saw 400, whatever. But it's not important.
It doesn't matter. Let's just say it's
let's call it 750 mil, just for the sake of easy math.
Okay, well, that's okay. All right, we'll call it 750 mil rather than 720 mil is probably what I should have said.
Let's make it easy math.
All right, so if you do that and you multiply that by
32,
you're looking at like 23 billion.
Yeah, a good chunk of change.
And
enough that you could comfortably live on.
And then if you want to take it to, do you think one NFL team is equal to the Lakers?
Dallas Cowboys. I mean, that would be the one.
I just went Lakers because that went for 10 billion.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. So if you think the expansion fee is going to end up being 10 billion to bring another team in and expansion teams, and then you got to bring in two, you're not bringing in one.
Right.
They will not do the mistake they did when they brought the Browns in alone. I don't think they'll ever do that again. So now you're where? 20 billion.
I've not heard anybody say expansion in the NFL.
I'm just saying if you wanted to prolong it, and you were saying, well, we're going to add jobs anyway. And yeah, again, this is about contract negotiation. This isn't about, why wouldn't you if you were the NFL? We're talking about overseas expansion. We talk about that all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's viable anytime soon.
If I am the players, I am
fighting.
But it's
at the table. It'll be at the bargaining table. That's the thing.
I don't know if it will, Andy.
If you're the NFL, you don't think, I mean, you've already mapped out Europe into these fan zones for the teams that are currently playing in the States. And we're playing games over there. You better believe the NFL wants to go to Europe, and they will figure out a way to get it done.
I don't see it viable.
I was over the break. I saw this thing where they were if they could do it, and it would cost a couple trillion to put a tunnel, and that could get you from London to New York in an hour. I mean, we're talking about AI. Awesome. We're talking about all this stuff. I mean, this stuff is not. I really think it's not that. We might see it towards the end of our lifetime or maybe into the next lifetime, but I totally can see this stuff happen.
Baskin's building tunnels under the Atlantic.
I'm here for it, man. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Why wouldn't the NFL buy a Concorde?
From a mathematics standpoint, 16 teams in a conference is perfect. 32 teams total. I understand, you know, you could add teams. You can't find 32 guys who can competently play quarterback now, let alone 34, let alone another backup for each team.
And I'll even go a step further. Why would you want to add another game when at the end of the season you have all of these teams already looking at each other going, all right, here's Easton Stick versus Ian Book, buckle in. Like, every year we end up with four of these in week 17, week 18, that are just clunker-tastic.
Yep.
Why do you want more clunkers?
I don't.
Because
don't.
There are television networks that want the live programming and they don't care. Because there are crazy people out there like me that'll sit and watch a CFL game over the weekend.
I just look at this and find myself going, is this really what's best for the product? Or are you just going
to... Since when have they cared what the product looks like?
Because oversaturate the product, you lose what makes football
great.
I hear
people talk about oversaturation all the time, and guess what? It doesn't matter in the end. Baseball oversaturated.
It does.
Yes, and look what happened.
Look in ballparks around Major League Baseball during the week. Some of them are full and some of them are near empty.
Go talk to an NFL owner and say to you, hey, do you want to oversaturate this to a point where you're like baseball, where everybody only cares about their team and their team only and doesn't give a crud about anything else taking place in the league?
Do you guys remember?
I mean, right now I could have a Jaren Duran conversation and half of you would look at me and go, who in God's green earth is that guy?
When COVID was going on and the NFL had to play games all over the place, and remember we had many days of the week where you're getting NFL games. Remember that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
It worked then, and people were watching on TV and everything. If that were common and you're playing that often, I don't think it would work. And I think we would see the oversaturation, and I think we would see diminishing television ratings, diminishing attendance and everything else, if that were common. And so that's the oversaturation point.
I got it, but London and New York are, I mean, they're almost the same as far as population. And you're going to give me another market one on the other side of a sea and the opportunity to have ratings for another 8 million people to follow one team? You can't tell me they're not looking at untapped potential of major markets internationally if they feel like they can do that.
I'm sure they are down the road.
There's
Andy.
Also a boatload of logistic hurdles you got to figure
out.
We're playing games there now.
You're taking two teams, moving them there for a week or two, and then bringing them back.
Right. What happens when you station someone there? Not to mention, what are you going to do when that team has to fly back and forth? Are you just going to have them fly back and forth every damn week, or are you going to have them have to set up a complex somewhere and build it?
Again, these are all things that are going to end up at the negotiation table.
Not to mention, now, if you're the league, do you really want to have to pay Queen Elizabeth on top of the fact that you got to pay Uncle Sam?
How much money am I making? I have a potential audience of 8.2 million people.
Right, and how much of that is really you're going to get after having to pay Queen Elizabeth?
I'm just telling you. If they see...
I should say, what is he now?
King Charles.
If you see London, Paris, they've seen this for decades. The World League didn't kind of work out the way they wanted it to.
I love the Frankfurt Galaxy.
Yeah, I know. London Monarchs, right? That was your team, wasn't it? Or Frankfurt.
I liked Frankfurt Galaxy.
Which one did Coach Sam?
Barcelona Dragons were cool.
Who did Coach Sam coach?
I think Sam was with Barcelona.
I think he was too.
I don't know.
But Joe Thomas is over there working with some of these teams right now. You can't tell me from a business aspect that you wouldn't want to have teams in Europe.
I just think it's a long way. I don't think it'll happen in our lifetime.
We're going to need somebody, cough, cough, the Saudis, cough, 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 who are going to come in and want to invest a boatload of money into putting teams there and then having to build some form of an Avengers complex in the United States to try to make this whole thing work. You are going to have to find someone to do this who has a bottomless checkbook, cough, cough, the Saudis, cough, 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 cough.
People are doing it. Complexes left and right. I mean, it's not... Tell me the Hall of Fame couldn't be a place for a team to play to practice?
Logistical nightmare.
You are going to need someone with a bottomless checkbook.
And you can tell me it wouldn't be worth it for the NFL to try to get a Concorde type plane that can take teams back and forth.
You watch Welcome to Wrexham?
A little bit. Not much.
Did you at least see the beginning of it where they were talking about how much work it had to go into for them to renovate the racetrack where Wrexham was playing?
Yeah, I saw that.
And all of the red tape and hogwash that you got to go through over there to do anything?
If they're making money, they're going to try it or try to do it. Right. Maybe, it could be the end of the NFL.
With
I don't
this
know.
Expansion thing and wanting to bring Europe into this. There's a reason why they renovate stadiums that are 120 years old, because it's easier than trying to go through all the garbage that it takes to build everything over there. Like, there are so many hurdles before we bring in Europe that have yet to be crossed. And I know they built that Tottenham Stadium with the general idea that, oh yeah, we're built for a football team as well, but like, you're not going to share that bad boy. Are you kidding me? If you're going to either go EPL or American football, welcome to being second class citizens.
Now, I get it. I understand what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying, but I'm also saying these are all negotiating points that come up at the table. So, you know, we started with talking about 18 games.
Leave it where it is.
Yes.
That's fine. Leave you guys can say, you have $0 invested in it. The guys that have billions in it want to make more money.
Well, no kidding. I mean, it's the great line that I was always told. If you walk down the street with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, and saw $5 sitting on the ground, both of them would throw you into the curb to go get that $5.
Like, I met Warren Buffett. He wouldn't do that. He's a nice man.
That's the way that those guys are wired. But that's how they're wired.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.